So the Brisbane coaching team gets lauded for doing a job on Petrarca and the D's mids last week. What about tonight?
Oh, well, they got hunted up. I mean, once Connor went to Neil and...
But you can't coach hunger. I mean, you can coach structure around stoppages, but this is a team that plays the same stuff and they're really good at it. Yeah. But when you get beaten, Acker, when teams have seen that stuff for 4 or 5 years, you get worked out. I reckon that's a part of the narrative here for Brisbane now. The opposition know what they're going to get, and Fags never does anything to surprise you.
And if you get on top of them, you watch them fall away. That's what they'll be saying to each other. And then they'll always also be saying, Whitey, they're not a good second half team. And it starts to get in your grey matter, and all of a sudden there's a player you're thinking, oh, are we that bad? What's wrong? Are we not fit enough? What's happening?
And it spreads too. It's how many times tonight where they got the ball and just rush kick, where they had... Yep. They had numbers there. So when the numbers, when you work towards the player who's got the ball and they don't give you the hand pass, your next effort's not going to be there, right?
Yeah. You know, you don't get rewarded.
You're not going to be rewarded. You go, well, you know, he's not going to use the hands, and you sort of second guess yourself. That's when it doesn't flow. There's no synergy between the players and then there's a lot of breakdown. But then, you know, you go with Geelong, their defensive setup, they push up, they always have that player kicking a half behind. They're really, really balanced. So if it's a quick kick, they've got someone there. If it's a longer kick, they've got someone there. Just a really good balance.
Are you worried about the Lions, you know, being a threat to the flag from here?
Yeah, and I have said it for years. The guys that sit up in that box have concerned me. I don't think...
The coach's box?
Yep. I don't think that they have the ideas that I think that they should do. And as you said, I can remember playing a game here. I just won a couple of years after the Brownlow. I wasn't going well for. Guess what Lee Matthews did? Said, go, and you're on Ben Cousins. I had to go 10... tag Ben Cousins for the rest of the game. Did a good job.
Yep.
But that's the type of stuff that you just don't see from this group, this coaching group, and it drives me insane. And I don't know why or what they're talking about. I know one of them really well. I'm going to have a chat to him during the week because it's just not good enough.